The time is 8:04 a.m. You're listening to Red River Radio News. Good morning, I'm Chuck Smith. Bossier City, Louisiana may consider filing a lawsuit seeking reparations for costs allegedly incurred while dealing with fallout from the nationwide opioid crisis. A report in the Shreveport Times explains similar lawsuits against pharmaceutical companies have been filed in other jurisdictions around the country, including Bossier Parish, which filed a federal lawsuit in December. The city of Shreveport and Caddo Parish have considered similar actions. The lawsuit is aimed at addressing the local costs associated with dealing with the opioid health threat, as opioid abuse has taxed law enforcement and emergency medical services resources. The city council will consider an ordinance to allow Bossier to obtain legal services related to filing the lawsuit at its next meeting. Louisiana is expected to have a budget shortfall when the fiscal cliff happens July 1st as temporary sales taxes expire. Yesterday, the state income forecasting panel shared revised revenue projections from a $1 billion shortfall to around $648 million. This new forecast is based on expected tax collection improvements, largely tied to the recent federal tax overhaul passed by Congress. So it means the state has about $340 million more to work with, and while it's an improvement, the forecast underscores a shortfall, which means more spending cuts may still happen. Speaker of the House Taylor Barra is a member of the Revenue Estimating Conference, which will officially give the numbers lawmakers can use. He told Public Radio WRKF in Baton Rouge what the next steps will be.
Our Appropriations Committee will meet on Monday in the House and begin that process of allocating that $346 million.
Governor Edwards has outlined how he'd like to see the money spent. In a statement released Thursday, he called for restoring a $25 million cut to higher education and putting another $50 million towards TOPS. That would still leave the scholarship program underfunded, and deep cuts would remain in areas like health care and law enforcement. Speaker Barra said enough House members may be willing to support a budget with $650 million in cuts.
I would estimate today that we probably have 53 votes that would allow that to leave and head on to the Senate.
If a state budget with $650 million in cuts is passed, Governor John Bel Edwards has said he would not sign it into law. The House is expected to vote on the budget, which is House Bill 1, next week. If it passes, it would move to the Senate. President Donald Trump wants to send 4,000 National Guard troops to the U.S.-Mexico border to help combat illegal immigration and drug trafficking. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has defended Trump's plan. The governor stopped in Weslaco, Texas, Thursday to visit National Guard troops deployed there. He also spoke with Texas Public Media.
The morale of the troops is very high. The National Guard is getting calls from some of their members who want to volunteer to participate in this operation. In addition to that, I have received phone calls from governors of other states who want to offer their National Guard.
So far, 762 Texas National Guardsmen are along the border. This number will increase until 1,400 troops from the state have been sent. Expect a high temperature of 82 degrees today, a 90% chance of rain showers. Currently in Shreveport-Bossier, it's 69 degrees. This is Red River Radio News.